Democrat Senate candidate Mark Kelly still won't reveal his position on filibuster. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 22, 2020. Arizona early voting is just 15 days away and Democrat Senate candidate Mark Kelly still has not revealed his position on the filibuster. The Arizona Republic's Lori Roberts pointed out Kelly's silence, saying that it seems only fair that voters know whether Kelly is in favor of dramatically changing the Senate rules. Currently, most legislation requires 60 votes to pass in the Senate. Remove the filibuster and those same pieces of legislation pass with simple majority. During the Trump administration, Democrats have used the filibuster to ensure Republicans couldn't pass legislation to build a border wall or cut legal immigration. They also used it to kill a piece of police reform legislation. But Democrat leaders such as Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, are ready to get rid of the filibuster, should Democrats win the Senate. Schumer made it clear that if the filibuster was preventing the success of the Democrats' agenda, then it would have to be removed. He said, "If there's no way to move other than getting rid of the filibuster, that's what we'll do." But Kelly is not discussing his position on the filibuster. Instead, he is silent on the topic, leaving voters to wait until after the election to see exactly what he thinks on the subject. He has done the same thing with gun control. On April 20, Breitbart News reported that Kelly was not discussing his support of California-style gun control with Arizona voters on the campaign trail. Kelly is also not talking about his company's financial windfall from Chinese tech giant, Tencent. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.